Based in Wrexham, Karen Phelps is the team leader for JobSense at the Centre of Sign, Sight, Sound. I asked Karen to tell me about JobSense.
The JobSense project is a partnership project between Action on Hearing Loss, Elite Supported Employment and the Centre of Sign, Sight and Sound, who I work for. So it's a project that was set up by the Welsh Government after they did a survey and found that people that were deaf or with a hearing loss were 4 times more likely to be out of work than those without a hearing loss. And people with sight loss, they were 5 times more likely to be out of work. On the back of that, they put some funding together with the European Social Fund and funded the JobSense project. At COSP, we're working specifically with people with a sight loss. We offer a specialist one-to-one support, bespoke person-centred approach to help people become more independent, empowered to be able to make their own decisions. So we offer a whole range of support and it's all very much tailored around the individual need. Each participant that we work with has their own individual action plan and it's based on what their needs are. We don't force people into doing things that they don't want to, but we will challenge people where there's a need. The things that we kind of look at is supporting people with transport. We accompany participants on public transport until they're confident in taking the route by themselves. That can vary between participants, obviously. One participant, for example, we've accompanied her 4 times on a route and she's now able to take 2 buses and walk to be able to attend the Braille class independently. We've also accompanied participants to social groups where they've lacked confidence in attending. We've taken a back seat when we've got to the social group so that the participant can take part independently. And once they're confident enough, they will then go to the social group alone. A lot of the participants we find coming onto the project lack confidence and have become socially excluded. So that's a large part of the role that we play. We look at training that they can attend. We have a support worker working with us who can accompany participants to training. We do have hard outcomes that we have to work to. They're volunteering, job search, qualifications or work-related certificate or employment. But as I say, everything we do is around the individual need and we're not going to push somebody into something that they don't want to do. But at the same time, if somebody is a bit underconfident and just needs that extra confidence to move forward, we will challenge them in that to try and help them become more empowered.
Is there a finite period of time or do you give people as long as they need to achieve what they're able to?
It's not an indefinite period of time. We would say that participants would normally stay on the programme for about 6 months. But obviously that will vary between participants. Some may need a shorter space of time. But on average, I would say the work we do with participants is around 6 months. The employment advisor works closely with the participant to build up a really good relationship. That could be regular meetings weekly. It depends on what the participant requires. Obviously, during COVID-19, things have changed slightly. So where participants might have exited the programme, they've remained because I think it's been important to stay in contact with all participants to ensure that they do have somebody that they can talk to. So they don't become socially excluded and isolated. We're still at COSP working from home generally. We are allowed to meet people outside now following government guidelines and we can meet people in cafes and restaurants. So if participants want to meet with us face-to-face, then we can look to arrange to do that. Moving forward, we're going to follow government guidelines during this period of time. I think the team has worked extremely well. We've only had one participant that's disengaged with us, but that's been for health issues. But because of the contact that the team's put in with participants, so we've looked at using digital skills, you know, things like Zoom, WhatsApp, for example. We've looked at arranging coffee mornings not just with the team, but between participants, so that there has been some sort of interaction with other people, you know, outside of their own household. We work and signpost to other projects as well. And Leonard Cheshire Disability have worked with some of our participants particularly well and enabled them to become digitally included during this time. So it's meant that some of the participants have been able to use Zoom, which they've never used before. Yes, it is challenging, but we've looked at ways around that.
How are people able to participate on this programme?
So to work alongside our team at the Centre of Sign, Sight and Sound, somebody has to be 25 or over, living in North Powys, and that's down to Newtown, Wrexham or Flintshire, and they have to have a sight loss that impacts on their life. They don't have to have the certificate of visual impairment. We do have people working on the programme that don't have a certificate. But as long as they are able to provide something from a hospital or a referring agent can provide something that will say that they've got a sight loss that impacts on their ability to function in life.
Where could people go for more information, Karen?
They can contact me directly, 07435 967 326. We do allow people to self-refer themselves, and in fact, we'd encourage that. Or they can contact me on email, and that's at karen.phelps, that's P-H-E-L-P-S, at signsightsound.org.uk. All of us working on the project really enjoy the work that we're doing, and we just want to reach out to as many people as we can so that people can benefit from the work that we do.
Karen Phelps. If you're interested in JobSense, contact Karen on 07435 967 326.